Chapter 9 Promotions. We his servants will rise and build. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 20. Any association which is to be permanent and grow in its sphere of service must be properly promoted. To begin with, such promotion can be done by members without remuneration. But just as it becomes necessary to have a full-time secretary when an association has grown to the point where one must devote all of one's time to the position, so it is necessary to have those who can devote all of their time and thought to the growth and expansion of the association. Such must be reimbursed for their expenses and paid for their time. An interesting account of such Gideon fieldwork is given in A Previous History of the Gideons, which account covers the period from July 1, 1899 to June 30, 1921. In order that the readers of this history may have the benefit of that account, it is quoted herewith. The earliest field work for the association was done by the three field superintendents, Charles H. Palmer, W. S. Bowen, and H. S. Chapman. Their work was confined to organization and evangelistic work, the former in only a limited degree. It has been noted theretofore that the first field secretary appointed was Mr. Charles T. Bowers of Nebraska. He was appointed in 1908 and served about a year, or until funds to support the work were exhausted. Mr. Lee Wilson of Tennessee was appointed in 1912 to assist the National Library, who was giving his whole time to the field and Bible work. Mr. Wilson served nothing less than a year. Previous to his appointment to the office of field secretary, Mr. Wilson had been the largest producer of active membership applications in the association. The service performed was very acceptable, but here again the state of finances caused his withdrawal. After their services were discontinued, the need arose that someone should be out in the interest of the entire program and to test out the matter of one's being able to finance himself in such work. President A.B.T. Moore volunteered to devote a part of his vacation period to the experiment. He went to the Tennessee State Convention at Knoxville on the west to Nashville, on to Memphis, to Little Rock, Arkansas, where he organized the state camp, on to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where he organized another state camp and returned by the way of Kansas City. He was gone about 3 weeks, and in addition to this organization work, he brought in active and associate membership, advertisements, and subscriptions for the magazine sufficient to pay all his expenses and leave a good surplus for the general fund and a large amount for Bibles. This provided the feasibility of the plan, as he covered the whole program for Gideon work successfully. At the Denver Convention 1918, the cabinet appointed trustee J.C. Bennett as National Field Secretary to give all his time to it and to have charge of this part of the work. Mr. Bennett had been doing some special field work during the previous year, and now he took up the matter with vigor and accomplished splendid results. He was still serving as a national trustee, which office he held for 12 years. Mr. Bennett continues as field secretary, and in 1920 to 21 he had as paid assistant field secretaries for a part of the year. Lewis H. Griffin, Kansas, and W.D. Hart, Atlanta, Georgia, both rendered excellent service and helped to make the year closing June 30, 1921, the best in 15 years in general results accomplished. Mr. Bennett deserves special mention and commendation for his work and faithful service. The record of field work could not well be concluded did we not mention, among those who have rendered most excellent service, Mr. Frank B. Benson of Seattle, Washington, who, without cost to the association, did a comprehensive field work covering the Pacific coast and extending as far as east as St. Louis, Missouri. In the Bible work especially he excelled, but did a large organization work and stimulated the camps through all the states where he traveled. We would like to mention others who have done an unusually large share of Gideon work, but space prohibits. Mr. Thomas P. Eastland of Dallas, Texas, known as Texas Tom, has done the most remarkable work for the association of any one Gideon. He has been a constant, persistent producer in all lines of our endeavor. In 1 year, he has taken 25 active applications, 110 associate memberships, and 1,650 subscriptions to the magazine. He has alone placed about 22,000 Bibles in Texas hotels and over 1,000 in other states. This record stands as an example for other Gideons to follow. The need of fieldwork properly financed is one of the greatest requirements for future progress, as several states have had little or no Gideon work done in them. In spite of experiment conducted by President A.B. T. Moore and recorded in the above quoted article, down through the many years, many field secretaries were not able to earn enough for the association so as to cover their salary and expenses. It was not always expected that they would bring in sufficient funds, but it was hoped that they would challenge and inspire the members to do the necessary work. It was felt that by getting the Gideons themselves to do the work, it would go on even after the field secretary had left, and thus the work was so much more permanent. Below are listed the field secretaries of the past in the three columns according to the period in which they worked. January 1921 to December 1929. H. E. Almquist, J. C. Bennett, F. B. Benson, A. L. Bishop, A. W. Bourne, Charles T. Bowers, J. P. Curry, Charles E. Dodge, Lewis H. Griffin, Charles W. Schull, C. A. Waterman. January 1930 to December 1939. H. E. Almquist, Frank H. Benson, A. L. Bishop, George M. Bucklin, W. B. Cummings, George D. Marlott, W. J. Masters, John H. Nicholson, Kenyon A. Palmer, Francis H. Peabody, Oscar W. Riley, W. O. Williams. January 1940 to December 1954. Lewis H. Brown, Gerald Culberson, Walter A. Hammond, George E. Hoff, Richard J. Holdsworth, Lee J. Hoyt, James T. Kyer, J. C. McPeak, Don Moulton, Kenyon A. Palmer, Charles J. Peach, L. P. Sanford, Alastair Short Jr., Isham E. Taylor. Even though every effort was made to have the above list complete, it is just possible that someone or more may have been omitted due to incomplete records. If so, the author's apology is offered, as it was his desire to give recognition to each one for his part in the Gideon ministry. The author is fortunate in having known most of these Gideons personally and has found it most difficult to evaluate the part which each man has had in the Gideon ministry. However, there is one brother in the Lord, Kenyon A. Palmer, who was outstanding in his work as a field secretary and so versatile that he served the Gideons in other capacities. For a while, he was associate editor of the Gideon magazine. He was a deeply spiritual man and outstanding in conversational evangelism. He had charge of the Gideon booth in the Hall of Science in the Century of Progress held in Chicago in 1934, and also the Gideon booth at the New York Fair during the years of 1939 to 1940, as more fully covered in another chapter. Time marches on, and it was found that the Gideons would have to have more up-to-date methods for promotion. So, a promotion department was organized by the cabinet in July 20, 1953. As originally designated, the purpose of the promotion department was to be used as an instrument of the Lord to, number one, increase the distribution of the word of Gideon; second, encourage personal witnessing; third, challenge Gideons to a deeper prayer life and a closer walk with the Lord. The activity of the promotion department follows a threefold pattern. Number one, it is the fact-gathering department compiling and presenting useful statistics. Number two, it has a training service, officers' conferences, and the like. Number three, it has a creative function, generating new ideas and methods such as the film strip, appointment in the room 505, which was introduced at the Louisville Convention in 1958. The all-day state officers' conferences have been conducted by the promotion department in practically every state in the Union and have proved very effective. While the state presidents' conferences held at Chicago headquarters have been sponsored by the cabinet, the promotion department has lent very valuable assistance. For the sake of the record, the attendance at these state presidents' conferences is listed below. April 10, 1953, Presidents 32, Cabinet 10, Staff 3, total 45. October 28 to 29, 1954, Presidents 39, Cabinet 12, Staff 4, others 2, total 57. April 6 to 7, 1956, Presidents 37, Cabinet 11, Staff 3, others 1, total 52. March 28 to 29, 1958, Presidents 40, Cabinet 10, Staff 4, others 3, total 57. It is very evident that the state officers' conferences do accomplish what field secretaries did not during the latter years. They have been the means of inspiring and challenging Gideons to activity and to not expect a paid employee from headquarters to do their work for them. The first manager of the promotion department was Mr. F.C. Aldrich, upon whose shoulders fell the responsibility of organizing the department. He served in this capacity for 2 years until he was made acting executive director by the cabinet in their October 1955 meeting upon the resignation of Mr. William W. Gothard. Later, the cabinet elected Mr. Aldrich to the position of executive director in their meeting February 23, 1956. Mr. M. A. Joe Henderson succeeded F.C. Aldrich as manager of the promotion department on October 29, 1955, which office he held until October 2, 1956, when he was appointed acting executive director. Then at the meeting of the cabinet on November 1, 1956, Mr. Henderson was appointed executive director. The promotion department operated under the direction of the executive director, Henderson, until June 1, 1957, when Mr. Robert A. Ross was appointed manager, a position which he still holds. We thank God for Mr. Ross and pray that God shall continue to bless him and his co-workers.